Nowhere is institutionalized racism and white supremacy more obvious than in that bastion of white privilege known as outdoors. Several months ago, ABC News addressed this latest national nightmare in a segment they called America's Great White Outdoors. So what are we to make of the lack of context in this ABC News story, among many others? Is it because the lily-white progressives at ABC News are too stupid to do the 2 minutes of research that I did when confronted with this great national tragedy, which must be addressed immediately? Or was it because they were too evil to include that kind of context, because to do so would destroy the narrative of hatred that they're here to manufacture? Stupid or evil? I guess it can be both, probably both. ABC News headquarters is located at their Times Square studio. Now, I'm going to take the liberty of saying that when it comes to the mental image of urban America, you cannot beat Times Square in New York City. I'm also willing to bet that the writers, producers, technical people, and on-air personalities don't, as a general rule, spend a great deal of their time in the national park system on account of the national parks being outdoors. But that doesn't mean that they don't have a clear mental picture of what goes on in a national park. These evil idiots genuinely believe that white people like me never really feel secure unless we can see the electrified barbed wire, the machine gun towers, and the skin tone checkpoints that are the hallmark of national parks all across the United States. By the time we white people finally arrive at our actual campgrounds, we become for the first time completely at ease. We pop the trunk to let our Mexican servants out in order to set up the tents and chairs and sun umbrellas while we sit around enjoying the company of other white people, just doing what white people do when secure in our white supremacist bastion national parks, you know, writing each other zero-interest mortgages or comparing photos of our private jets, maybe taking a quick and refreshing champagne bath, that kind of thing. Ah, the gracest outdoors. How condescending is this idea? This idea that people of color can't handle being outside their comfort zone, let alone outside. What white hood-wearing, genuine racist would have the nerve to say in 2021 that it's the white man's burden to help these poor people of color spend more time outside? Because now, you see, now you're at the heart of left-wing progressivism. If you can no longer own people of color, you can at least maintain a comfortable feeling of superiority by making them out to be helpless children waiting for white liberals working out of glass skyscrapers in New York City to step up and reach down. It's a garbage philosophy for garbage people. You look at this, people like you and me look at this, and we say, is the news media ever going to do their job? Are they ever going to do their job? Ever, ever, ever going to do their job? And the first lesson I think that we need to take away from this is, oh, they are doing their job. They're doing their job full time. We think that the job of the news media is to report the news, but that hasn't been true for a long, long time. The job of the news media is to select which stories in the news advance the narrative and construct stories in such a way so that the narrative is kicked down the road a little bit further. We're already starting to see the narrative changing towards anti-Asian hate crimes because Asians are doing well in America and we've got to find a way to make them angry too. So we're going to start looking at those stories and trumpeting those and not put any context around them either. So the media is doing their job. Their job is to create a narrative. They are a propaganda service. And what they're doing is effective. They're doing their job very, very well. As this race to reprimitivize the culture accelerates, we have to remember the lesson of these stories. And that lesson is, it's not what these people are that matters. It's who these people are. It's not a question of Muslims being murderers or victims. It's a question of this individual shot up 10 people. This other individual was just doing his job like any one of us and was the victim of a murderous assault. Those are individual people. And because they're individual people, we can include them in the largest tribe of all, which is the human race. We can look at what happened as a result of individual actions of individual humans, not as this group is dangerous, this group is violent, this group is protected, this group is our target. We have to resist with all of our might, the reprimitivization of this society. And the way we do that is to look at the stories we're being told that are based upon skin color and refusing to swallow the bait. We're just not going to accept it. The policies of these donkeys is the stick. People are more and more unhappy, and they're more and more unhappy every day. Every single day, people get more fed up with this nonsense. They get more disgusted with it. They get more afraid of it. They get more determined that it's going to be a bad thing, that this is not something we want. I've said many times before, I look out into the pop culture. I look at what young people are looking at. I go to a lot of gaming channels. I go to a lot of pop culture channels. I want to see what the next generation is thinking and doing, because they're going to be voting as we basically age out of the population. And what I see across the board is a genuine, it's not just a dislike or a discomfort with progressivism and wokeness and cancel culture. It's an outright, real, genuine fury. They can't stand it. We are so busy trying to be the stick. Whack, 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 whack. Bad, 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 bad. Move, 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 move. We're so busy being the stick. But we don't have to be the stick. As I said, they're their own stick. Nobody wants to go where they're going. And now we get to the reason for all of this censorship. Why is it, do you think, that conservative videos are being pulled off of YouTube? If young people like this idea, if they wanted socialism, they wanted woke culture, they shouldn't have to pull our videos down. I shouldn't have my videos pulled down, and Steve Crowder certainly shouldn't have his videos pulled down. Alfonso Rachel shouldn't be banned from YouTube. Stefan Molyneux, all of those people, Prager, Daily Wire, why do you think that they're being suppressed? We know they're being suppressed, and we fought against them being suppressed, and we've used that as a stick too. We're being suppressed, you don't want to be suppressed. But think about it. Why have all of these conservative ideas been removed from Facebook and YouTube? Why? We're being censored because we are presenting an idea that's attractive to people. We're actually presenting a carrot, but we don't treat it as a carrot. Essentially, we've got a giant carrot and we use it as a stick. So this is what I'm thinking we might want to think about doing. Just let's let the left be their own stick. Let the revulsion against the ideas of this philosophy of theirs run their full course. They are all about racial division now, all of it. It's all about hatred and division. Nobody's happy. Nobody likes it. The country gets more and more unhappy every day. They voted for their socialism. Let them have it. We have to start thinking about being the carrot. And being the carrot is a little different than being the stick. Instead of constantly telling people what we're against, we should be telling them what we're for, but much, 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 much more importantly than that, we should be showing them what we're for.